1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Time to talk a little bit of football. It's almost here with our football expert, Santana Dotson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, fellas. How's it going?
All right. I have to ask you, when you were done playing football, did you announce your retirement, or were you let go and you waited for the phone to ring, thinking maybe somebody else is going to call me? How did you get out of football?
My grandmother announced my retirement. You know, I went the first nine. Let me preface that by saying I went the first 9 years and never missed a game.
Right.
And then the next year I tore a quad. And then the following year or a year after that, I tore my Achilles. So, you know, us young brazen men, I was at home getting ready to go train and work out. And then all of a sudden my grandmother called me and she was like, "What are you doing?" I said, "Yeah, I'm getting ready to go work out, Granny. What's happening?" She said, yeah, your mom told me something about that. Look, your face, you got too pretty of a face and you got good content in your mind and you got a good brain head on your shoulders. Your body's talking to you. It's time for you to get that stuff up.
Really?
Your grandmother
said that to you.
Yeah.
Not a teammate.
When you're a player, it is all about a professional athlete. It is all about 9 times out of 10 getting up out of bed, getting your body ready to go through all that again. So we're so conditioned to fight through the pain and get back on the field. And her point was, you know, I'm 80-something years old. That body, and you're like 28. That body's got to last you a long time.
Well, your body has always been ready to go in the past. It's got to be rough when your body, you know, you can't perform at that level. Like Joe Montana, I remember him talking about when he retired, he said, "My brain was as good as ever on the football field. You know, I could read defenses, all that." He goes, "But when it would come to make my body do stuff, it just wouldn't do the things I needed it to do anymore." And he said,
"I just." You're exactly right. For a professional athlete, somewhere typically around year 6 or 7, the becoming a student of the game, and you still have that physical presence. Like, we're all great, exceptional athletes coming out of college. But once you put the brain matter with the physical strength and what it takes to perform at a high level, you really move into the artistry of the game.
I'm sure at your high school and college levels, you were the best athlete on the field. When you got to the NFL and you looked around and everyone was as fast as you or as big as you or as strong as you, when did you sort of realize that this was pretty serious stuff?
Yeah, that would definitely have to be like day one, my rookie season, because you're exactly right. Like, you know, you get used to being the fastest and the strongest and the quickest on your prospective teams in high school and even, you know, at times in college. But when you get out there on a professional field, even in practice, you just start looking around and, you know, everybody's running for something and lifting the whole weight room and all that type of stuff. So you really start understanding that you got to get every edge you possibly can.
Right, because you were probably the only guy in the weight room tossing around X amount of pounds, and then you walk into a weight room, college probably too, and NFL definitely, where guys are, everybody lifts this weight here. You can't just depend on natural ability anymore, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So are you freaked out a little by that, or, you know, did you need a mentor or some guidance? Did you have an older pro that came up to you and told you anything valuable?
Yeah, I definitely had some guys that took me under their wing and just, you know, showed me a lot of what it took, not just on the field, but off the field. And that's exactly what you need as a younger player.
Who would that be for you? Who was that?
You know what? One of the guys, you know, I was in Tampa at the time. You guys remember Blaze Winters?
He was
a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
He's from the Wisconsin area.
Yeah.
And, he used to work with me before and after practice. And just, you know, he was a consummate professional.
Really? Blaze Winter? He had some messed up teeth.
Did he? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Did he, Santana?
I remember his.
Yes, he did.
I don't want to go down this road because he took you under his wing and he said, hey, buddy, here's what you're going to need to do if you're going to be a pro.
His picture in the media guide was kind of frightening. Hmm.
A face only a mother could love.
Hey. And you loved his face too. Yeah.
Okay.
The reason I ask about the how did you get out is there were guys who were cut over the last few days, right? In the NFL,
yeah.
Final cutdowns had to be made. And the phone's not going to ring for those guys, right? That's got to be really hard when you've always been, when this has been your life and you've been so good at this game, and now it's like, you're done. We'll see you.
Yeah, that's definitely a rough part of it. And even to expand on that a little bit, just this year has been unlike any other year that we've seen in our lifetime. And that goes to players and young players as well, because, you know, we all love to hope that the preseason is not too long and there's too many games. But for a guy that's trying to make the team and a team of 53, and you might be the 54th, 55th, 55th person on that team, you definitely are hating that there wasn't more preseason games even played this year.
Well, I've seen plenty of guys who are right out of college who have been drafted and let go by NFL teams, and they're going to stay in shape. I got to stay in shape because the phone could ring. You know, somebody goes down on another team, and I get the call from my agent. But if you're an older guy who's got 10, 11, 12 years in, are you in that same mindset where you're going to go, well, I got to get up and go to the gym? Or do you just kind of go, well, I'm done?
No, typically you'll try to stay in some good shape, you know, which is really hard to do. But, you go home and you'll wait on that phone to ring because, you know, they're always – the situation that happens during the season is the injury bug. So – you're not sure as a veteran, it might not even be the prospective team that you were cut from, but you've got film that goes out to all 32 teams. So you're hoping, for instance, if you're a defensive lineman and they keep 8-9 guys and 2 or 3 guys get injured, all of a sudden your phone will start ringing.
So stay ready.
You got to stay ready.
Okay.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Okay. All right. So, how long did we ask you this a lot of the time? How many years have you been out of the league now?
I retired in 2004.
Okay, so,
so that's 16
years you've been out of the league. How many downs, if the phone rings today and somebody calls and they say, Santana, how many series or how many downs can we get out of you? You can go full bore, need you to be effective. How long could you go?
Today.
Somebody,
today.
Well, let's say you're playing next Sunday. You've got 5 days to get ready. You're going to pick a team, Brian. Who's he going to go play for? The Jets. The Jets call. Right. Yeah. You're like, I can do it. I got a few in me. They go, well, how many downs do you have in you? Go ahead. What's the number?
The way I feel today, it'd be zero.
You're wise, man.
All of a sudden, I think I got up on the wrong side of the bed. My lower back is killing me. So I need a day or two of training room.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't. I wouldn't walk back out there. I wouldn't go back out there anymore at all.
Okay, let's say I'm the Jets on the phone, and your answer has been zero, and I say, well, we're going to need more than that, Santana. I know your back doesn't feel good today. Can it feel better by Sunday, do you think?
By Sunday. Well, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Okay, so if you gave me a few days.
All right.
Then I'd be able to give you, let's say, 20 plays.
Oh, 20. Wow. 20. Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
All right, 20 plays. Yeah. Would there be a sack in there?
It would definitely be pass rush situation.
Okay.
Only.
All right.
Only.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Fair enough. You're a specialist then, is what we'll call you.
Yeah. Fly me in as a pass rushing specialist.
Fair enough. All right. So the season kicks off with the team in your town, the Texans, and Kansas City Thursday night. How's this one gonna go?
You know what? That remains to be seen. I mean, that was one of the games notoriously that the Texans in the playoffs. We're winning by 21, maybe 28 points.
I think it was 24 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, it was 24 points, and KC came all the way back. So I think that's in the back of a lot of these players' minds, that and the fact that we've seen no preseason.
Yeah.
So, you know, but we're chomping at the bit to have our football back. So I think everybody's going to be watching Thursday.
It's one thing to have. It's one thing to have it in the back of your mind, and, you know, I'm sure the Texans are upset about it. It's another thing, are they good enough to do anything about it against the Chiefs?
Right, right. I think that a lot of their questions are going to be defensively, and I don't know if they've really answered it with offseason acquisitions and signings. So, you know, Kansas City, they're a tough offense to deal with. You know, they're a team that's averaging 28, 29 points a game, and, you know, they've got a lot of ways to manufacture points. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Mahomes just got engaged too, right?
To his high school sweetheart, Santana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Like, he got his big contract 2 months ago, and now she's got the big ring. What's up with that?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right. What?
Well, it's kind of nice, isn't it? I mean,
man, when he's down, you got to be for him when he's down.
Is that what you would say to Patrick Mahomes if you saw him, if you walked by the hall of him, man? What's up with that? You got all that money, you got engaged?
What are you, nuts? Oh, that's an interesting reaction.
Have you lost your mind?
Young man, sit down. Right.
No, I'm sure she's a beautiful.
Thinking more along the lines of, like, affect his game. Is he, going to get fat on home cooking or distracted by all that good loving or, you know.
Yeah, all the above.
Yeah, you think somebody in the division, you know, was hired her and pushed her. They've known each other since high school.
Right,
They've known each other for a long time. It's a nice story. So, anyway. So, temporarily,
he's
married.
He's married to his high school sweetheart. That is awesome.
Yeah, right. So there you go. All right, we'd ask you about the Packers and Vikings, but you have them winning the first six games, so we don't even need to go down that road this morning.
Oh, yeah, they're going to win this first one, right?
Minnesota,
right?
You said so, yeah, in Minnesota. Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
All right.
Oh, let's see. Is there a superstar they can lose in the first series of plays that can limp through the Fridays or whatever the hell it was? Oh. Adrian Peterson got hurt opened their stadium.
Yeah.
They had to walk off the field through that, I don't know, through all the wings and pizza.
Right. Yeah, they never thought about, how do we get the injured guys out of here?
Yeah. No, all right. We'll have another look at that play.
All right, Santana. Well,
speaking of Adrian, you know he just signed with Detroit. Did you know that?
I thought he retired.
Does he have anything left in the tank, Santana? Could you tackle him?
Yeah, I could tackle him, but he's an imposing force now.
Yeah.
I might have to get my big boy pads out.
And you said you're a passing specialist now. You're only in on passing down. So, all right, Santana, we'll see how right you are next Monday when we talk, okay?
All right, fellas. Football's back.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, Santana. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Steve.
Santana Dodson.